New dams in the Amazon could threaten ecosystems. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elizabeth Anderson, assistant professor in the Department of Earth and Environment at Florida International University, describes the challenges of new dams changing the flow of rivers in the basin.
The primary source of food for 30 million people is being threatened by the rapid development of numerous dams across the Amazon basin. I worked with an international team of researchers to examine the impact of the 142 dams either in place or under construction and the 160 more that are proposed. The proposed dams on Amazonian rivers could result in significant losses in river connectivity, threatening fish populations and forever changing river channels and floodplains. Our team collaborated with local governments and conservation organizations to compile international data on the dams. We assembled the most comprehensive database of dams in the Andean Amazon region. The result is a system-wide look at the overall impact, which presents a very different picture than when assessing the impact of individual dams on individual systems. Even though the Andean Amazon is only a small portion of the entire Amazon basin, it really is important to the whole system. The majority of the sediments and the nutrients and much of the water that feeds the lowland Amazon comes from the Andes. Several thousand species of fish also live in the basin, many of which migrate from the lowlands to the Andes for spawning. We hope that by showing regional trends and showing that widespread river alteration is happening, our research will encourage more coordinated development, highlighting the importance of keeping some rivers free-flowing in the Amazon. We have a big opportunity to preserve Amazon rivers, which should be the focus of new initiatives for environmental conservation across the Amazon.
That was Elizabeth Anderson of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.